Watcher and welcome. It's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And we're going to start with the Clark Tracy Quartet. Given that Clark changes his sidemen as often as you and I would change our minds, this is the June 2007 iteration.
Thank you.
Seven Steps to Heaven was written by the British pianist Victor Feldman whilst he was in the Miles Davis Quintet. It was recorded by Miles. In fact, it became the title song of a 63 Columbia LP of his, Miles that is. Here in June 2007, at the Red Gables Studios in London, it's the Clark Tracy Quartet. Brandon Allen, tenor, Gareth Williams, piano, Arnie Summergee, bass, and of course, Clark Tracy, drums. This was Clark's second album featuring only British composers, all of them born in the UK, but many chose to live in the States. But of course, they're still Brits. Even Charlie Chaplin and his song Smile is on this 10-10 CD. Next, the Ballad of Billy Milwaukee. a Pirouette CD called Home Row. Equally could be Home Row, I suppose. Recorded in Jan 92 in New York City. The leader is pianist Bill Carothers, and he's written half of the songs on this album, including Ballad of Billy Milwaukee, Gary Peacock's on bass and Bill Stewart drums. So who is this Billy Milwaukee? The liner notes are close to non-existent, except for four wonderful photos of a cockerel with attitude. But no mention of who Billy Milwaukee was, or indeed is, so we must assume it's just a chum of Bill Carruthers. Here's a well-known Dizzy Gillespie compo, Grooving High. Thank you. grooving high, and it was. The leader is Melvin Ryan, a hugely talented Hammond B3 muso, and yet for all of his expertise and long association with big names like Wes Montgomery and Roland Kirk, he never seemed to be regarded by the jazz public with the same sort of reverence as Jimmy Smith, Groove Holmes, Brother Jack McDuff. And yet, he's up there. I might add, he also went to live in Milwaukee, where he certainly kept busy but wasn't at the centre of the jazz world. This trio is Ryan on the Hammond B3, as we know, Peter Bernstein guitar, Kenny Washington drums. Recorded December 91. Next, Making Brownies. Thank you. British tenor man Jim Tomlinson is the leader on this October 98 recorded Candid CD. And yes, his wife Stacey Kent can't keep away, and she contributes three wonderful vocals. But it's fun to see or hear Tomlinson taking centre stage for a change. That, Making Brownies, is his own combo too. I have to own up here to enjoying chocolate brownies. I would say they come third on my list after the inevitable cream eggs and Rocky Road. But back to the music. Colin Oxley guitar, John Pierce piano, Simon Thorpe bass and Steve Brown drums. Guy Barker helps out on the trumpet on three songs as well. Recorded in Ardingly in West Sussex. Here's our Ellington piece for this week, and we're going all the way back to 1940 to that famous dance date in Fargo, North Dakota.
Comes a tune now that seems to bring back sweet reminiscences of spring. We hear the boys in the band and Pussy Willow.
Thank you.
Pussy Willow, a seldom-heard Duke Ellington compo, written in 39. It was a popular song for the band throughout that year and 1940, and then vanished. November 1940 was just a regular month for the Ellington Band. November the 6th saw them in Winnipeg, and November the 8th in Duluth. But November the 7th in Fargo, North Dakota, was a special occasion. Jack Towers and his buddy Dick Burris had permission to record the band live onto a portable disc cutter for their performance at the Crystal Ballroom that night. By the way, Cootie Williams had just left the band to join Benny Goodman. Most of Cootie's solos were then taken over by Rex Stewart. I must also add that this concert was Ray Nance's first appearance in the Ellington Band. And of course, it's 1940, so yes, it's the famous Jimmy Blanton Ben Webster version of the band. This recording, direct to acetate, misses out some bits, as Jack and Dick had to physically put a new acetate on the machine as the previous one filled up. And the whole concert, or rather the recorded part of the concert, is now available as a double CD. It's stunning. History indeed. Contrast time. A Muse LP called Consciousness, and recorded in New York, October 74. Pat Martino, leader and guitarist, Eddie Green is on electric piano, but I couldn't hear him on that song. Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now. Tyrone Brown, bass, and Sherman Ferguson, drums and percussion. Let's have a vocal.
Do, do, do what you've done. Done, done before, baby. Do, do, do what I do, 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 adore, baby. Let's fly again, sigh again, try again for heaven. Dum-dee, dum-dee, dum-dum. done, done, done
Jane Harvey is a very underrated singer. This eponymous LP is one of only three I have of hers. She recorded a total of six albums as a leader in her long career. And on this occasion, she sang the George and Ira Gershwin song Doo 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 from their 1926 musical OK, first sung by Gertrude Lawrence, by the way. Doc Cheatham trumpet, Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, John Bunch piano, Richard Davis bass and Billy Goodwin drums. New York, Feb 74. Jane Harvey's most famous moments in her long career were with the Benny Goodman Big Band for a few months, late 43 to early 44, and she had a very, very fleeting involvement with the Ellington Band during their recording of the film score for Anatomy of a Murder, but she carried on for decades after those two highlights. Here's Johnny Griffin. A fantastic octet, five of whom were American expats living in Europe, led by tenor man Johnny Griffin. It was recorded in August 68 in Germany, Cologne, Germany. Griffin was a long-term European resident, Paris for a few years, and then on to Holland, and apart from a couple of whirlwind tours of the US, 78 and 79, rarely left Europe after 1962. The two locals, i.e. Europeans, are Francie Boland, piano, and he wrote that song, Deep Eight, and Aka Persson, trombone. The expats were Benny Bailey, trumpet, Saab Shihab, baritone, the Ellingtonian, Jimmy Woody, bass, and there were two drummers, the American expat Kenny Clark, who of course formed that memorable big band with Francie Boland, and finally the other drummer, as he's British, not an American expat, Kenny Clare. That's Clark without the K, confusingly. From that to Mozart. A Philips label album called Jazz Gang Amadeus Mozart, recorded in Paris, October 65, by the pianist Claude Bolling, who also did all the arrangements. A little extract from The Marriage of Figaro, Cherubino, Pierre Dutour, flugelhorn, Claude Gousset, trombone, Gérard Badini, clarinet, Pierre Glosset, tenor, Bolling, piano, as we know, Fernand Garbassi, guitar, Charlie Blaireau, bass, and Peter Geiger, drums. I don't know how you rated that. Great choice of music, great idea, but not sure it worked quite as well as it could have done, but still fun to hear. Mozart to Ron Carter. Not quite that big a leap, really. Thank you. Oh dear, apologies, I stupidly scratched this LP. Well, more precisely, this particular track-based duet as I was putting it onto the turntable. It was written by the bass legend Ron Carter, and it was just Ron and pianist Mal Waldron. And I promise you, it's a fantastic song. But sadly, you don't really know that from this now-scratched new jazz LP. It's called Where, recorded June 61. So I edited the song-bass duet down. Well, more accurately, took it off the turntable when the scratches became unbearable. How clumsy am I? Let's carefully go to Germany with Sonorama Records.
Thank you.
Summertime, and it's been a while since we've played the Gershwin classic from Porgy and Bess. It's April 59 in Hamburg. Lucky Thompson is the leader and on soprano sax here. It's a quartet plus guests. The regulars in the quartet are Michael Nora, piano, Hajo Lang, bass, Heinz von Moisey, drums. The guests, Jimmy Gourley, guitar, Klaus Marmuller, tenor, and Wolfgang Schluter, vibes. This Sonorama LP is called Bop and Ballads. It's brand spankers, so those early pops must suggest I've damaged the stylus as well. So I'm swapping out my choice of the closing record for this week, which was to be on vinyl, and now I found a CD, and it's brother Jack McDuff on the Hammond B3 as leader in New York, December 96, and he's supported by a group of musos calling themselves the Heating System, most of them being his regular band. Andrew Beals, alto, Jerry Weldon, tenor, John Hart, guitar, Kip Reed, electric bass, Rudy Petschoa, drums, and special guest Chris Potter, flute. This Concord CD is called That's the Way I Feel About It. Which song to choose at this short notice? It came down to a straight choice. Either brother Jack McDuff's first ever vocal on record on Louis Jordan's 1940s hit Saturday Night Fish Fry, or, alternatively, Lalo Schifrin's theme from Mission Impossible. I think you'll know which one I chose.
Now, if you've ever been down in New Orleans, you can understand just what I mean. All through the week, it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook, waiter, or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stopping at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. Now my buddy and me, we were on the main stem, fooling around, just me and him. We decided we'd have a little bite to eat, so we stopped at a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door, and it opened with ease. A little fine chick said, "Come in, please." Before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry. Now the folks were having the time of their life. Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife. Over in the corner was a beat-up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, and some of them had on bobby socks. But everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday Night Fish Fry. Now my buddy and me, we fell right in, and we huddled up the joy began. Oh, we figured this was a good place to play, 'cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden, the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared, I stood right there, and I fell on the floor. It was rocking. Now the women were jumping and screaming and yelling. Bottles were flying and the fish was smelling. Way up above all the noise they made, somebody said, "You better get out of here. This is a raid." Now, I didn't know that I was breaking the law, so somebody reached up and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were loading us in the wagon like potatoes in a sack. I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like I had the St. Vitus dance. I tried to crawl under the bathtub, and the police said, "Where do you think you're going, bub?" Now they got us all out of there like a house of fire, and they put us all in that black morale. Now they might have missed a pitiful few, but they got both me and my buddy too. ¶¶ headed for jail on a day's condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and went my bail, and I finally got me out of that awful jail. If you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, don't ever mention a fish to me.
Huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn. Huge thanks for staying with me till the end. After those glitches this week, I sincerely hope it didn't stop you enjoying the numbers. If you will kindly forgive me, come back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.